following is a recording from Maria Barona from iAdvise on Friday, February 27th, 2015 at 10 a.m. Central. Fever in fourth quarter 2014. Good morning. My name is Josh and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the Fever in conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. Thank you. I will now turn the call over to Ms. Lizette Chang, Investor Relations Officer, for opening remarks.
Good morning. I am Lizette Chang, IRO of Fibra Inn, and on behalf of Fibra Inn and its management, we thank you for joining us today. In this call and webcast, we will discuss Fibra Inn's fourth quarter results and its acquisition strategy update. Today, we are very pleased to have from Fibra Inn Mr. Oscar Calvillo, our Chief Executive Officer. Please note that forward-looking statements may be made during this conference call. These statements are based on management's current view and estimates of future economic circumstances, industry conditions, company performance, and financial results. Also, certain reclassifications have been made to make periods comparable for the period. The report was distributed to the market yesterday and is now available on the Fibra Inn website in the Investor Relations section. In addition, in the email invitation, we have provided a link to the webcast presentation, which we'll be referring to during this call. If you did not receive the report and or the presentation, or you would like to be added to the company's distribution list, please contact our New York Investor Relations Agency, iAdvise, at 212-406-3692, so you may be assisted in this matter. Please turn to the slide 2 for the agenda of the call, which includes Fibra Inn's quarterly distribution and dividend yield, relevant events for the quarter, acquisitions, developments, and addition of rooms, future pipeline, operational and financial highlights, and then closing remarks prior to moving on the question and answer session at the end of the slide presentation. Thank you so much for your kind attention, and I will turn the call over to Mr. Oscar Calvillo.
Thank you, Lizette, and good morning to everyone. I am going to begin by reviewing the quarterly distribution and dividend yield. Please turn to slide number 4. The technical committee approved the cash distribution of 74.6 million pesos related to the distribution for the fourth quarter, which represents 17.07 cents per certificate, based on 437 million certificates outstanding, a higher number after the equity increase. Considering a closing price of 1640 at the end of the period, the quarterly dividend yield was 4.2. The distribution for the full year 2014 period was 237.1 million pesos, a 29.8% increase when compared to 2013. Per certificate, the distribution for 2014 was 79.96 cents, representing a 13.1% increase compared to 2013. This distribution represents an annual dividend yield of 4.9 compared to 4.1 in 2013. Moving on to the relevant events for the period, we will go to slide 6. On October 17, 2014, at the General Ordinary Shareholders Meeting, the following items were unanimously approved with an 83.58% quorum. First was the modification to the fee structures, which includes the elimination of the 3% acquisition fee, as well as the modification of the advisor fee to 0.75% of gross real estate asset value. Second was the approval of the subscription of certificates exclusive to shareholders. Likewise, at the General Extraordinary Shareholders Meeting held at the same day, shareholders approved the amendment to the trust agreement in order to comply with the Mexican Securities Market Law requirements. Please turn to slide 7 as we review the details of the subscription of certificates. On November 14th and November 21st, we raised a total of 2,832 million pesos and a subscription of certificates offered exclusively to our shareholders that proved position to the ex date of November the 4th. The subscription price of 15.85 pesos with a discount of 9.38 based on the average price of 17.9 pesos, the proceeds are destined towards the previous expansion plan, which is to acquire 15 hotels per year. Of the total certificates offered for subscriptions, which was 258 million, 69.2% or 178.6 million were subscribed and the rest were canceled. Therefore, the total certificates outstanding after the subscriptions are 437 million certificates. The control trust is now 16.7% after the subscription, and the float rose slightly to 83.3% from the 82.6% prior to the transaction. Moving to the acquisition review on slide number 9, we can review those acquisitions we made during the fourth quarter of 2014. On December 5th, the Casa Grande Chihuahua and the Casa Grande Delicias were integrated into the portfolio of Ibrahim. These are two full-service hotels located in the northern part of the country. The Casa Grande Hotel in Chihuahua was acquired for 105.5 million pesos with 115 rooms and a projected cap rate of 10%. And the Casa Grande Delicias was acquired for 71.3 million pesos with 89 rooms and an 11.3% projected cap rate. On slide 10, we announced the acquisition of four Microtel Inn and Suites by Wyndham Hotels in November and December, located in the cities of Culiacán, Ciudad Juárez, Chihuahua, and Toluca, for a total investment of 255 million pesos, as you can see on the slide, and a total of 463 rooms. The projected cap rates range from 10.4 to 10.9%. On the next slide, slide 11, we have an overview of the Crowne Plaza Monterrey Airport, which was added on December the 1st to our portfolio. This full-service hotel was acquired for 351 million pesos, has 219 rooms, and has a projected cap rate of 10%. And finally, on slide 12, on December 11, we announced the acquisition of the Mexico Plaza Guadalajara Andares, which will be rebranded to a Wyndham Garden. This is a limited-service hotel with 186 rooms for a total investment of 183 million pesos and a projected cap rate of 10%. On slide 13, we can see a snapshot of our current standing in terms of hotels, which we now operate 31 in total plus two developments that represent 5,718 rooms. Currently, we operate in three segments, and our properties are located throughout 14 Mexican states. Our hotels operate under 12 well-recognized global brands plus two domestic brands. Let's review the future pipeline on slide 15. We have a pipeline valued at over 16.7 billion pesos, representing 45 hotels for acquisition and 24 properties for development. These properties are spread across 21 states of the Mexican Republic and represent approximately 11,500 rooms. At this point in time, we have six properties that are in final negotiation stage in order to be acquired for approximately 1.7 billion pesos, million pesos, and that we could potentially announce in the coming months. Additionally, we have another four land lots that are also in final negotiations for the construction of hotels. These plots are valued approximately 800 million pesos. We will most likely announce this in the coming quarters, but we will keep you posted as the news develops. Now, on slide 16, we can see the pipeline breakdown. We have 45 properties that represent 65% of the pipeline, which are the acquisition and are valued around 9.1 billion pesos. Our goal is to maintain our commitment of acquiring properties within the 10% cap rate. On the other hand, 24 properties are being analyzed for future development and are more than 11% cap rates of our target. Fibra is a very fragmented market where we must analyze each project on an individual basis. Acquisitions are opportunity purchases, while developments tend to be a more strategic. The aim is to continue developing markets where there is demand and where we can position the key brands in the right location. On slide 18, we can review the operational figures. I will briefly go over the highlights in our same-store sales indicators. The most noteworthy figure here are the room revenues for the quarter, which rose by 14.1%, and on an annual basis, room revenues rose 6.9%. In terms of occupancy, this figure fell by 2.3 percentage points during the fourth quarter to 59.4%. On an annual basis, occupancy fell 2 percentage points. The decline in the fourth quarter showed the effect of the increase of 8.5% in the number of available rooms during the fourth quarter of 2014 due to the addition of rooms in the Holiday Inn Express Guadalajara Autónoma, Holiday Inn Express Playa del Carmen, Camino Real Guanajuato, and Mares Pueblo. Excluding the additions of rooms, their occupancy would have been 64.4%, representing an increase of 2.7 percentage points this quarter. An occupancy decline in the hotel located in the Celaya and Irapuato due to the fact that in the fourth quarter 13, those hotels had projects with a master plan which were not renovated for fourth quarter 14. The average daily rate was 1,044.8 pesos for the quarter and 1,012.4 pesos for the annual figure, increases of 9.3% and 7.1% respectively. The 9.3% increase of the quarter in ADR is a result of increasing the foreign exchange rate variation at the end of the quarter, which benefits dollar-denominated rates in most of our hotels. The benefit obtained from the rebrand of the hotels Mexico Plaza that now operate under the Wyndham Garden brand in Irapuato, Celaya, León, and Silao, as well as the benefit of the rebranding of the Holiday Inn Monterrey Valle. An improvement in the revenue management in all of our hotels with the most significant effect in Holiday Inn Monterrey Aeropuerto, Hampton Inn by Hilton in Reynosa, Mares Puebla, and Camino Real Guanajuato. As a result, RevPAR reached 620.4 pesos for a quarter and 599.9 pesos for the annual figure, increases of 5.2 and 3.5 respectively. In terms of the financial indicators on slide 19, total revenues for the period were 256.7 million pesos. Room rental revenue was equal to 241.1 million pesos, which represented 94% of total revenue, while rental revenue obtained from space leasing for all services other than lodging reached 15.5 million pesos, representing 6% of total revenue. Revenue for the period had a non-comparable base in 2013 as the change in revenue structure took place in December 13. Therefore, there is no comparison against the fourth quarter of 13. For the year 14, total fiber revenues were 884.3 million pesos, 94.1 corresponds to room rental revenue, and 5.9 is coming from rental revenue from space leasing other than lodging. FIBRA's fourth quarter revenue mix was 11.9 from limited service hotels, 45.4 from select service hotels, and 42.7 from full service hotels. As a result, NOI for the fourth quarter of 2014 reached 95 million pesos, representing an NOI margin of 37%, which we consider is at a reasonable level, although it shows a slight decline of 170 basis points when compared to the 38.7 margin of the third quarter of 14, and an improvement of 50 basis points when compared to the 36.5 of the first quarter of 14, and 410 basis points when compared to the 32.9 of the second quarter of 14. The slight decrease of 170 basis points in NO margin was driven by the following. Hotel Alo Guadalajara has not reached its stabilized period as it is recently constructed hotels. However, its fourth quarter 14 operational indicators show occupancy of 53.1 equal to a 3.5 percentage points over budget occupancy and generalized lower hotel margins in all the portfolio because of lower income in the second half of December due to the seasonality effect to the Christmas of the Christmas holiday. In accordance with International Financial Report Standards, IFRS, number 3, related to business combination, in 2014, the acquisition of hotels qualified as business acquisition because lodging revenue goes directly to the FIBRA, as opposed to what occurred in 2013 when the FIBRA received rental income of the hotel property. FIBRA is acquiring hotel business operations taking place at the properties. Consequently, costs related to the acquisitions are recognized in the income statement as they are incurred. These are notably due diligence and legal costs, acquisition fees, as well as appraisals, among others. Therefore, in fourth quarter 14, 64.1 million pesos were included as acquisition expenses related to the hotels that were purchased throughout the whole year. As a result, fourth quarter EBITDA was 13.8 million pesos, equivalent to a 5.4 EBITDA margin. Excluding the acquisition expenses, adjusted EBITDA was 77.9 million pesos for the fourth quarter 14, which represents a 4.1 increase compared to the third quarter 14 and a 33.7 increase versus the fourth quarter of 13. The adjusted EBITDA margin was 30.3 for the fourth quarter 14, representing a 3 percentage point decline versus third quarter 14, but a 3.9 percentage point increase compared to the second quarter, and a 60 basis point increase when compared to the first quarter 14. The net loss in the fourth quarter was 20.3 million pesos. If we exclude the acquisition expense for the 11 hotels acquired in 2014, net income would have been 48.3 million pesos, which represents 7.6 growth compared to the fourth quarter 13 and 30.9 versus third quarter 14. On February 24th, the company's technical committee approved the cash distribution over the fourth quarter period for a total of 74.6 million for the specific quarters, representing a 20.9 increase compared to the 61.7 million distribution in the fourth quarter 13. This distribution is equivalent to 17.07 cents per certificate based on a higher number of certificates after the subscription. At this point, the certificates outstanding are 437 million. On an annual basis, the figures are not comparable to the previous year due to the change in structure that took place in December 2015, but the highs of the year are, for the year 2014, are the following. NOI was 321.7 million pesos, representing an increase of 83.4 compared to 2013, with a 36.4 NOI margin for all the year 2014. The adjusted EBITDA was 264.9 million, representing an increase of 79.6 versus 2013, with a 30% margin for 2014. While net income was 66.4 million, representing a decrease of 53.2 versus 2015, with a 7.5 net margin for 2014. Finally, total distribution for the annual period to the holder grew 29.8%, reaching 237.1 million pesos versus last year. This represents 79.96 cents per certificate, reflecting a 13.1 increase versus last year. On slide 31, we can see the balance sheet. At December 31st, 2014, FIBRA had 1,108.7 million pesos in cash and equivalents. Today, the total bank debt is 100 million pesos with an interest rate of TIIE plus 2.5%. FIBRA Inc. has a 1.3 loan-to-value at December 31, 2014, which will reach a level of 23.5 once the total amount of the bank debt is contracted and utilized. This leverage has allowed adequately fulfill the recent CNBV requirements in order to regulate the maximum level of indebtedness for the FIBRA so that it does not surpass 50%. The coverage ratio for servicing the debt in December 31st, 2014 was 8 times. All this was a very exciting year for FIBRA Inc., full of growth, profitability and progress. We are very excited for what lies ahead and we look forward to the many challenges and success that lies in our future. I want to remind you all that the second annual FIBRA In Day 2015 will take place in Mexico City on March 6th at the J.W. Marriott Hotel in Polanco. You are all invited. Of course, please go to our website where you will find all the details of the agenda and fill in the registration form. Thank you so much for your attention. I am sure you have some questions for us. At this time, we will be happy to move to the question and answer session. Operator, may we begin, please?
Yes, thank you. At this time, we will open the floor for questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the 1 key on your own phones now. Questions will be taken in the order in which they are received. If at any time you'd like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, just press star 2. Again, to ask a question, please press star 1. And our first question comes from Maria Madrazo from Credit Suisse.
Good morning, Oscar and Lisette. Thank you for the call. Could you provide additional details on ADR growth? Exactly how much of this growth can be attributed to the effect of the peso depreciation?
Okay. Basically, on the whole compared portfolio, we have an increase in ADR. Yes. 9.6% for all the period, no? And when you have the impact of the dollar, which you did, rises, then you have to be sure that your price is not really very excessive to your competition, so you might need to adjust your ADR in terms of dollar, that you don't have start having fewer customers. But if that can be sustained, then you can keep it. I think that is the most important part that we're doing in order to increase ADR is all our process of maximization revenue. Because of the effect of the dollar is only a temporary effect, which has to be actually adjusted to the comparable market in which you are. That helps, of course, whenever it happens, you have the chance to see if the market can sustain that increase. If not, then you have to adjust your ADRs in terms of pesos in order to be in that not very high. No. But we are already improving more our management of revenue maximization, which is the most important for us to keep ahead in ADR.
Thank you, Oscar.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Pablo Duarte from Actinver.
Hi, guys. Thank you for the call and congratulations on the solid results. Regarding RevPAR, you reported a same-store sales RevPAR with a growth of 5.2%. However, I believe it is not pretty fair, as these 22 hotels, you include in the calculation, four of them have room expansions of about 400 rooms. So what would be the, let's say, same room growth in RevPAR for the quarter? Thanks.
Yeah, this is a very interesting question because, you know, the increase in revenue is 14.1. If we should have compared with the same number of rooms, that would be the increase in RevPAR, okay? That means because the hotel that has an expansion of rooms, you still have to sell them all, but the revenue that hotel is whatever they can get out of their competitors, no? So the relevant number is a 14.1 increase in room revenue, right? Because that, as I mentioned, all the occupancy of 59.4 is not considering the new rooms, the occupation wouldn't be 64.4%. And doesn't mean that most of the time you have more than 100% in those four hotels that you expanded. The ramp up of all the expansions takes more than 6 to 9 months to have a full effect. So really it's more the market driven and our efforts to maximize our revenue that I mentioned before that is taking place. You know? So actually what is most important, more relevant is that considering the increase of 14% on lodging revenue that we had compared to the same period of last year, which reflects both our efforts to maximize revenue plus the better performance of the market overall.
Perfect. Thank you, Victor, and once again, congratulations.
Thank you. Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your phones now. Our next question comes from Armando Rodriguez from Signum Research.
Good morning, Lizette and Oscar. Thank you for the call. My first question is related to the net income and EBITDA significant margin impact explained by the expenses. Higher expenses related to the acquisition. We should expect those levels maintained because of your significant pipeline in 2015 and 2016. Thank you.
Well, basically, that's something a big discussion because these expenses is normally and all the fees except for the lodging fees. This is part of the cost of the asset when you buy that asset. But I don't know, for whatever reason, IFRS states that these costs should be sent to the income tax, the income statement, sorry. But this is not really the way a business is evaluated because this is part of the acquisition. It doesn't have to do nothing to the operation, no? And that depends the amount of hotels that you purchase. This one figure that we consider 54 million pesos represents the acquisition cost of 11 hotels that we acquired during the 2014, right? And in this, we still have the acquisition fee, which is now getting rid. And in the future, this is going to be, this year we won't have the acquisition fee. So this one will be lowered significantly. Basically, we will have the size, which is the transfer tax in most cases in the country is about 2%, the notary and due diligence expenses, no? So then in the future, it will be around the 3% of the acquisition of the property. And we see in how all the REITs in the United States, lodging REITs, they all take out this number on all their analysis. It really does not have to do with the operation, and do not. But nevertheless, the accounting rules are the accounting rules, so that's where we have put in there where they are.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your phones now. Again, that is star one to ask a question. We will pause momentarily to compile a list of questioners. And at this time, we have no further questions waiting to be answered. I'd like to turn the call back over to Fever Inn Management for any closing remarks.
Well, just thank you very much for your attention today. We appreciate as always your interest in Fever Inn, and we wish you a good day, and we'll see you on the Fever Inn Day next week. Thank you very much.